With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. There is great sadness and shock in Virginia. That story from correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
Virginia police say that Justin Fairfax, the state's former lieutenant governor, has shot and killed his wife and then fatally shot himself. Fairfax County police say both were found dead at their Northern Virginia home after the couple's teenage son called 911 shortly after midnight. Officers responded to the home in January after Justin Fairfax alleged that his wife had assaulted him. Police say that at some point during the couple's divorce proceedings that Mrs. Fairfax had set up video cameras inside the home. After reviewing those cameras, police concluded that that alleged assault never occurred. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A 10-day ceasefire agreed on by Lebanon and Israel has now gotten underway. Two neighboring countries holding their first direct diplomatic talks in decades, that earlier in the week in Washington. President Trump announcing the nomination for the next director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. More on that story from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The top post at the CDC has been a revolving door the past few months as Donald Trump's first nominee withdrew and the second was fired after less than a month on the job. Erica Schwartz is the president's latest nominee. In addition to being a former deputy surgeon general, Schwartz also served as chief medical officer for the U.S. Coast Guard. She holds both medical and law degrees. The Atlanta-based CDC is charged with protecting Americans from preventable health threats. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Tiger Woods' attorney plans to fight prosecutors' attempts to subpoena the golfer's prescription drug records. The attorney says Woods has a constitutional right to privacy regarding his medications. This is SRN News. Well, the atheists strike again. Michael Harrington reports.
The City Council of Ravenswood, West Virginia, has agreed to stop opening its meetings with prayer under threat of a lawsuit by the Freedom From Religion Foundation. That prominent atheist group spends much of its energy on efforts to scour the public square of any reference to Christianity, threatening lawsuits if its demands are not met. Many small and mid-sized communities give in rather than face the possibility of a costly legal battle. Michael Harrington reporting.
Holocaust survivors from around the world joining thousands of people this week in the March of the Living. It's an annual event held at the site of the Auschwitz concentration camp in memory of the 6 million Jews who were slaughtered by Nazi Germany in the Second World War. Some of the 50 survivors taking part, despite logistical difficulties caused by airspace restrictions associated with the war in Iran. This is SRN News. Well, golf's most controversial tour is in damage control mode amid reports its biggest financial backer may be cutting ties. Here's Gethin Kulbaugh.
The CEO of LIV Golf is seeking to quell speculation about the Saudi-funded league's financial status by saying the rest of the season will go on uninterrupted. Scott O'Neill's memo to the staff says LIV will be at full throttle as it heads into the heart of the season. The memo follows a long day of reports that suggested Saudi Arabia's sovereign wealth fund was on the verge of cutting its support. Left unclear in the memo was how much longer the funding would last. LIV Golf is in Mexico City this week. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
More revelations from the basketball gambling scandal. Former NBA player Damon Jones likely to become the first person to plead guilty in a gambling sweep that could be coming up in May. More details, srnnews.com.